I did happen to notice in the paper this morning, though, the score of that Freonna Dimmitt game. I think it was almost, well, it was pretty bad. Freonna got beat pretty bad. Something, I don't think it was quite as bad as 60-0, but something along those lines. No, I don't know really how bad it was, but they did get beat. It looks like that he's had a headache all day, and I can really tell that he's not feeling good because he's not out there watching the wrestling. I told you that he had taken Stanley and Squibb to see the matches the other night, and I think they might try to make this a regular thing if he can get anybody to go with him. Stanley was real funny, and I couldn't help but laugh. He told Daddy he said he guessed that there weren't any real men in the church after all because he couldn't find anybody else to go with him besides Daddy. So that's what Stanley thought. When I was up at the shop this morning, well, Daddy had his little name gun, just like the one you had. And so I made you some labels. I didn't know if you'd taken it with you or not, did you? If you didn't and you want one, well, just let me know, because Daddy we can get one at the Deltex company, and they're not very expensive at all. I did look over there today for some things, and I didn't see anything that I thought you could use. I saw a clock, a real nice clock that runs on batteries, if you think you could use that. But that little fan that operates on batteries wasn't there. Now, they can order one, but I didn't think you'd be needing one now that the monsoons have set in. But I really did see a heater, and it's kind of like a pole lamp. It's just got the heater in the middle. It just plugs into a regular outlet. So be sure and let me know if you can use one of those. And then I found another set of those adapters like you asked me to get you. Now, that one I sent, I hope you've gotten it by now. That one I sent comes apart in about three different pieces because they didn't have a whole one unit with the plug and the screw in and the place for the light to go and the chain switch. But they do have these over there at that Deltex place, as well as tapes and these labels for the tapes. He gave me a bunch more of those, so I'll stick some in your box. However, you've been able to peel off mine and just use that same one, which is real good. And if you think about it, you can just stick those you peel off on the inside of the box. No, I don't think that'd be very good. But in that box I sent you today, inside that book are the pictures of you and I, and then there's one of Granny that I put in there. And then in the back of the book there's a little surprise, and if it doesn't get too humid it might be all right, but if it doesn't, maybe it'll stick to the book. No, I thought maybe you might have some fun with an ACC decal. Gary said that if you wanted any more, just let him know and he could send you all the ones that you could use. So maybe that'd stick on that metal locker too. Do you know if any of the boys in your hooch already have a Christmas tree? They have those little green ones that are artificial that can be mailed real easy, and they're small. And if you want one, well, be sure and let me know. I thought I'd send you one and already have it decorated. So unless somebody already has one, or for some reason you don't want one, well, be sure and let me know, because otherwise I'll just go ahead and plan to get one in the mail to you. You'll probably be getting some boxes early, and if they're marked to not open until Christmas, well, you just be sure and don't do that, okay? And if you go to Hong Kong, well, any time when you go, they do make some silk material there that's called raw silk. And if you get a chance, maybe you could get some of that, but that's the only thing I can think of that I know of that I think that I could use. Have you heard any more about that, when you might go? Oh, and when did they tell you for sure about R&R? I guess you did tell me, too. It was a month before you go. Well, whenever you decide, Gary, is fine with me. If you want to go in January, well, that's fine. Or if you want to go next month, well, that's fine with me, too. It just seems like that lately I just have thought about you even more. I guess I feel that way all the time. It just seems like that lately, I always seems like that just lately that I've been thinking more about you. But I don't know, maybe going to that wedding tonight wasn't the best thing I could have done. I bet I told him if he just hadn't worn his uniform that everything would have been all right, that he wouldn't have upset me at all. He's real, real cute and real nice, and I think he's going into pilot training also. He said they'd stay in Quantico until May, and I couldn't figure that out. If he'd already graduated from OCS, maybe that's what you did. I just didn't know. I didn't make it to that show, A Man and a Woman. Just couldn't find anybody that was interested in going with me at all. I do hope to see Gone with the Wind, though, before it leaves. I hope it hadn't left already this weekend. Gary and Sylvia have been real busy with everything, and Gary's already started getting ready for homecoming, and that's just kind of his big job, so they're all going to be real busy. Sylvia got some new carpet in the living room and was real thrilled about that. Gary, I just can't tell you how proud that I am of you and how proud I am to be with you, to be linked with you anyway. I was talking to Mother this afternoon about how I really felt funny because I haven't really felt sad and real upset since you've been gone. And she pointed out something that made me feel better about it. Not that I felt bad about not feeling sad, but so many times people just go to pieces, and when I see people and I ask them, you know, where their son is or something, well, it's always just such a funny feeling, and it's just never been that way with me. But Mother pointed out that we had so much happiness right before you left that helped so much. I mean, I was just so happy for the fact that we were back together and had the relationship that we had had, that your leaving was sad, but yet we still had that happiness that didn't make it seem as sad as it is sometimes. I do miss you more, I think, or just as much as anybody could ever miss anybody. But that down and real blue feeling isn't there as much as it would have been, I imagine, if things hadn't been the way they were right before you left. Now, I don't know, you may not understand what I've said, but I do hope that you do. And another reason is that you've been so good to write. Since school has started, I know that my letters haven't been as good as they were before it did, and I just keep hoping that I'll settle down into a routine and be able to get some time to rest and then write to you. So I do hope they are getting better, and you'll just have to excuse me. I haven't missed any days. I did miss one day, I think, last week, but I told you about that. But other than that, it's just been real, I don't know, I just look forward to the time when I can come home and sit down and write to you and tell you all the things that I've done, or sit down and make a tape. It just makes me feel better, too. It's just, well, I know that you said that you felt the same way, so I'm just thankful more and more every day for the opportunity that we have to talk to each other like this. I don't know, I just never thought about it before you mentioned it. I did know that some people did send tapes, but I didn't realize what a help it would be. It just seems like that this tape has gone by unusually fast. I think it's one of those that just has 7 minutes on each side. But I'll make another one real soon. I just want you to know that I love you so much, and I'm thinking about you every day, and hope that this tape would be better than the rest of them. And I'll see you as soon as I can write tomorrow. So until then, good night, and I love you very much.